All right, everyone. This is Alt Frequencies, Chapter 4. Now, I'm going to see if I can combine these two parts of Chapter 4 into one part, especially since these have been quite quick, actually. I didn't think I would go through this game this quickly. I think what helps is I've played this before, and even though it's been a bit longer than 2.5 years, I seem to have a pretty good idea as to what to look for. So let's begin here.
Chapter 4 button. Double tap chapter 3 button. Chapter 4 part 1.
So start chapter 4.
Chapter 4 part 1. The raid.
What is happening? If anybody is listening, our broadcasting room is currently being invaded. Police team has breached the door and is now rounding up my colleagues. I'm in a separate room and I'm...
Hey, open that door!
I will keep the lines open as long as I can. Everybody needs to hear what's happening. I don't know what's going on.
Stop broadcasting now!
We will never stop. No matter how often you reset us.
Hands on your head.
Our citizens' rights are under threat. We will not stand down.
The head you will.
Jenny, if you hear this, open the letter. Jenny, if you hear this, open the letter.
Where is that button? I think it's...
And they killed the broadcast. So, apparently... people in the government aren't happy, which is usual. And now we have that piece of info. Let's...
Situation under control. We need a police van and an ambulance. On its way.
Three.
Roger.
Oh, just to hear some interesting stuff here. Check this out. Yeah, right.
Hey, open that door!
Damn it! He's locked himself in.
On my count, 1, 2, 3!
Stop broadcasting now!
We will never stop. No matter how often you reset us.
Hands on your head.
Our citizens' rights are under threat. We will not stand down.
The hell you will.
Jenny, if you hear this, open the letter.
Where is that button? I think it's this one.
Repeat, suspect down. Situation under control. We need a police van and an ambulance. Over. On its way. Over. Good work.
Duray, comm seems to be compromised. Switching to other frequency.
Roger.
Well, it's a baby. All right, so... this is the cop channel. You hear it from their perspective.
To interview somebody important, but not anymore.
Let me go back over here. Reset this. This is the channel with Jenny, who...
So, if we're in a time loop, which part is looping?
What do you mean?
That's a DJ.
Kaya here with news. Hold on to your hoodies.
Just may reset this.
If we're there, cute girl. No, let here. I don't think we should, Kaya. I mean, listeners, it's your girl Kaya here with news. Hold on to your hoodies because it's a big one. Just received a list of names of people involved in abusing the time loop.
Allegedly involved.
It could be fake. We don't know the source, but we should just put it out there.
If the list is fake, we put people in danger.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. They're bound to have done something wrong.
You don't know that.
Girl, we should broadcast the list. For real.
No, we shouldn't. This is my show, too.
Let's discuss this while we play some music for the people out there, okay? Here's my favorite protest song of all times.
Let me reset this again, and I think I have to put it here. So I'm just skipping.
I don't think we should, Kaya. I mean,
wait. This is some weird shit. Listen.
Jenny, if you hear this, open the letter!
Dad? Where? Who?
We're getting multiple versions of this message sent to us at the moment. Apparently it's that underground group. They got arrested. Wait, did you just say Dad?
Here.
Jenny?
He gave me this for if something happened to him.
What?
It's names.
Like the list I got? Those names?
This is a list of all the other known RMB1. People who aren't reset by the time loop. If anything happens to me, please distribute their names. So these people can be protected before the police gets to them, too. We need to broadcast this.
Girl, you change fast. Just a minute ago, you were dead against revealing my list.
I still am. We just need this list.
So basically, we're disagreeing about either nailing the bad guys or protecting the good guys. Okay, you know what? Let them come to us. For anyone who is interested, I have a list of people who are involved in... the time loop scandal.
For anyone who is interested, I have a list of people who are not affected by the time loop.
Let's see who's listening and what they'll do with this info.
I'll do it myself.
You're in no state to do anything, Jen. First, you need to find out what's happening to your dad.
Dad...
Come here, girl. I'm here for you.
Alright, so. Let's reset this one. This is the DJ.
So, if we're in a time loop, which part is looping?
For anyone who is interested, I have a list of people who are involved in the time loop scandal.
Wait, this one sounds... important.
No, it doesn't. Bunch of kids who think they're on to something.
Bunch of kids? That's our entire audience you're now dismissing. Thanks.
New, only the cool kids listen to Fresh FM, not these ones. Let's talk about something else. Now, where were we?
Where did I... Here.
Somebody else.
Correct. Correct. Ha! Rude.
You...
Here's the...
Because...
But the dog guy.
You know what? Why?
Hey, I
tell you.
It's NSB in the morning.
So,
We're ready for more calls. And I've decided no dogs, no conspiracies, no tomorrow's the time loop vote. What should I do?
For anyone who is interested, I have a list of people who are involved in the time loop scandal.
A list? What is this list? You know I like being rude to people, but I'm not going to rat anybody out. Oh, I know how it feels to be threatened by random people, believe you me. Hey, do me a favor. Just let some journalist investigate this. We're just doing some plain old...
We will never stop.
No matter how often you reset us.
Dylan.
We'll thank you for now, Tom. That will...
Here's the news channel.
You know, but... But I... We're now, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm...
Live outside of the location where the suspected underground group convenes.
And the police is at the scene. Is that correct?
And hand on the wall in front of you.
Thank you for your message. Due to the current live reporter connection, we are not able to process your concerns. Please resend your messages after this segment.
Have something to do with that?
Well, Fred, it certainly did not do this terrorist group any favors.
We've heard about arrests of potential terrorists before. Is this the same organization?
It appears so. According to the police, they were planning to kidnap Minister McMillan.
We'll follow this story as it unfolds. Thank you for now, Tommy.
I'll get back to you if there's news.
Open the letter.
That was Tommy Begay live.
Thank you for your message. Due to the current live reporter connection, we are not able to process your concerns. Please resend your messages after this segment.
For anyone who is interested, I have a list of people who are involved in the time loop scandal.
What is this? Was this sent to us? Campus Radio? Can we contact them to verify whether this list is genuine? Let's do it. I'll take personal responsibility for it. But we can't say no.
Chapter 4, Part 2. The Vote.
Students, friends, activists, it's your girl Kaya here. Today is the day. Rise up. Resist. We are reclaiming the vote, reclaiming time, reclaiming our lives. As you all know, things fizzled out fast after News One caught that list I got. The government rounded up some people, blamed them for a temporary time loop leak, said sorry, and that was it.
Bullshit.
Of course it's bullshit. Do they really think we're falling for their little performance? We already had them in our sights. Our intelligence agencies were already on the target. Nothing to see here. Move along. Oh, and by the way, vote yes.
Guess what? We're not voting yes.
We're not voting at all. Friends, students, intellectual raiders of the free spirit, this shit is on. This vote is fake. We've been lied to, and you know it. There is no vote. There is only the future that they designed for us. This vote is fake. We've been lied to, and you know it. There is no vote. There is only the future that they designed for us.
The future in which we have no idea if we're being messed with, because we can't remember.
So here's what we're doing. One, we need to occupy the polling stations. Barricade them. Stop the vote. If nobody votes, nobody wins. Two, if we want to stop the vote, we need materials. Got things like ropes, locks, chains, tents. We want to hear from you. Three, we need food. Let's fill those polling stations with pizzas. The personnel won't know what hit them.
We want to occupy them for as long as we can, so any food brought to us will help.
For those of you that are wondering what happened to the list that Jenny's dad sent us, we've burnt it.
We believe in the RMB ones. But that list is dangerous.
If we really are in a time loop now, they might be able to break through. We're rooting for them. Hey, shout out to all of the RMBs out there.
But we need to act as well. We're done with the lies.
Speaking of lying, we still don't know what happened to Jenny's dad. I thought people had rights. I thought we were a democracy. But as soon as the word terrorism is used, all democracy goes out the window. That's messed up. This is our future we're talking about, not theirs. So let's reclaim our future. Reclaim time.
All right, let's...
So, are you voting today? Not sure.
Oh, I don't.
What?
Careful.
Let's reset this one.
The rant of the day.
Am I doing this? Hell yeah, I'm doing this. Here's my rant of the day. Voting, it's shit. You think you live in a democracy, but you don't. You're lulled into a false sense of security. Give your opinion, influence your life, but it's all fake. All of it. You think you make an informed choice, but you don't. Because you're only hearing what you want to hear. You listen to the people you agree with, and you nod. You listen to the people you disagree with, and you scorn them.
One, we need to occupy the polling stations. Barricade them. Stop the vote. If nobody votes, nobody wins.
Barricade stuff? What's all this about? Activism? Uh-uh. No thanks. Been there, done that. No, thank you. Sounds more like a news item anyway. Use your imagination.
Wait, this is empty? Let's reset this channel. Empty. Dead air. All right.
...of people who conspired to activate the time loop early has caused a lot of commotion after his existence was revealed on our show. Police teams have visited several homes and other locations in the country and made multiple arrests. Minister McMillan, who had been mentioned in connection to this early loop activation, has been cleared from any involvement. A spokesperson for the government has confirmed that the time loop was indeed activated prematurely, but that the experiment only lasted a couple of seconds. According to the official press release, public health and safety has never been put at risk.
One, we need to occupy the polling stations. Barricade them. Stop the vote. If nobody votes, nobody wins.
Well, well. It seems like there are still terrorist groups active. We need to occupy the polling stations. That sounds like a clear threat. The only way this could be done is with violence. That would suggest this group has access to weapons. And that would mean they're allies of the terrorist group that was arrested yesterday. We have heard that the terrorists were planning to blow up polling stations. Could this be a call for suicide bombers? This is breaking news. Please stay with us while the story unfolds. Polling stations have opened an hour ago.
She's like really sure now that the headaches were because they tried to turn on the time loop. So, she'll be voting against, for sure.
And tell me, are her...
Any food brought to us will help.
We believe in the... If we really... Cut news... How did they dare... Listen, I'm... But we... Speaking of lying, we still don't know what happened. But as soon... This is...
All right, let's get item number two on the list.
Student, rise up. As you all know, the government...
Bullshit.
Of course, we already...
Guess what?
We're not friends. This vote is the future. So here's one, two.
Two, if we want to stop the vote, we need materials. Got things like ropes, locks, chains, tents. We want to hear from you.
Three.
Because they tried to turn off...
Suggest this group has access to weapons. And that would mean they're allies of the terrorist group that was arrested yesterday. We have heard that the terrorists were planning to blow up polling stations. Could this be a call for suicide bombers? This is breaking news. Please stay with us while the story unfolds. And now, we have Detective Chure in the studio. Detective Chure, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Peterson.
We are proud to have you here after the heroic arrest of the alleged terrorist group yesterday morning.
Indeed. Thanks to the police intelligence force, we have been able to locate and apprehend them just in time.
And what do you mean when you say just in time?
What I mean is that we now know for sure that this group was planning to blow up several polling stations today.
Several polling stations?
We found evidence of plans for at least 38 stations, perhaps even more.
And what was the purpose of these attacks?
The same purpose of any terrorist group, to cause havoc.
But what is their cause? Their world view?
They are anarchists who strongly believe in self-regulation.
All right, so that's not it.
What Michelle meant to say was, good morning, everyone. It's your favorite station with your favorite hosts. It's the end of the week, so let's start the party early.
Thanks, Bob. Of course, it's an extra exciting day, as everybody's getting ready to vote.
Two, if we want to stop the vote, we need materials. Got things like ropes, locks, chains, tents. We want to hear from you.
I'm done with it. I don't ever want to hear the word vote ever again.
Not the best day to decide that.
I don't care. No more messages, no more news, no more vote. Just loop me and make me forget for all I care. I can't take it anymore. I just...
Nobody wins. Two, if we want to stop the vote...
My man, so you're not giving your opinion on anything?
Nope.
So I can just call you an obnoxious...
Oh, actually, I think the purpose of this is to send your vote to this blank channel. Let's...
...tonight when you're all alone and you...
For those of you that are wondering what happened to the list that Jenny's dead...
...was arrested yesterday.
Let's see.
The rant of the day.
Am I doing this? Hell yeah, I'm doing this. Here's my rant of the day. Voting, it's shit. You're lulled into a... But it's all fake. All of it. Because you're only here. You listen to the people you agree. And that is how you're reinforcing your own worldview. And every time they want you to vote again... You do the nodding and the scorning again. You agree even more because it feels safe. Because that's your view. That's what you stand for. Isn't that great? Isn't it wonderful to have an opinion? Dream on, mate. Enjoy your loop bubble. That's it. I'm out. Now I'm done with opinions for good. So call me. But don't expect me to comment on anything. NSB.
Hi, Ennis.
Dead. Next.
Ennis, my man, so you're not giving your opinion on anything?
Nope.
So I can just call you an obnoxious has-been and you have no opinion on that?
None. Huh. None whatsoever.
Wow, hardcore.
As we can, so any food brought to us will...
For those of you that are wondering what happened to...
We believe in the R&B ones, but that list is dangerous.
If we really are in a time loop now...
Where's against? I'm trying to find the against option.
Your number one radio DJ.
Michelle.
Good.
What Michelle meant? It's the end of the week.
Thanks, Bob. Of course. It's
two. If we want to...
I'm done with it. I don't ever want...
Not the best day to discuss.
I don't care. No more messages, no more news, no more. I just want to sleep at night, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Just play some happy music, please.
Wow.
Oop, I may have messed this up.
That the terrorists were planning to blow up polling. This is breaking news. Please stay with us while the story unfolds. And now, we have Detective Ture in the studio. Detective Ture, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having.
We are proud to have you here.
Indeed. Thanks to the Police Intelligence Force, we have been.
There's more of us than of them. We can do it. But we need to act as well. We're done with the lies.
Speaking of lying, we still don't know what happened to Jake.
Stop it, Katya. You're going to make Michelle cry again.
Sorry, but I missed the joke.
Someone sent our call to Fresh FM's DJ, and she was so pissed off she interrupted it.
Whoever did that, good job. Keep spreading the word for Jenny's dad.
I thought people had rights. I thought we were the market.
I forget what you have to do here.
Students, friends, act, rise up. Resist. We are reclaiming the vote, reclaiming time, reclaiming our lives. As you all know, things fizzled out fast after News 1. The government rounded up some people.
Bullshit.
Of course it's bullshit.
We already had them in our sights. Guess what? We're not voting yes.
We're not voting at all. Friends,
friends, students, intellectual raiders of the free spirit, this shit is on.
The future in which we have no idea if we're being.
So here's what we're doing. 1. We need to occupy the polling station. 2. 3. We need food. Let's fill.
3. We need food. Let's fill those polling stations with pizzas. The personnel won't know what hit them.
We want to
Wow. Hardcore. Why the hell you're crying like a baby tonight when you're all alone and you realize nobody loves you?
3. We need food. Let's fill those polling stations with pizzas. The personnel won't know what hit them.
Now this I like. Let's prank that vote. So, what are we doing? Sending pizzas to polling stations to throw in their faces? Love it. I needed this to lighten up the day. Hell, we all needed it. I'm going all in. Now, let's order pizzas. What's the address of the biggest polling station? Let's see. I'll just order 100? No. 1,000. Who cares? We can only vote once. And, obviously, it has to be pineapple pizza. Imagine throwing those wet slices of fruit in their faces. Okay, so I'm going for the polling place at the train station. Yes, I reckon it'll take about 30 minutes for the first pizzas to arrive, so get to the train station and be ready to throw some pizza. I'll be going there directly after the show. This day's turning out quite nicely.
Chapter 5. Loop well. We'll meet again.
Good evening. This is your minister, Amal McMillan, speaking to you live. On behalf of the entire government, I would like to thank you, the people, for your continued support for the time loop. The outcome of the vote has been crucial for us to know that we are indeed on the right track. From a personal point of view, I cannot wait to see our nature blossom again. Soon there will be plants and trees again in abundance, thriving in our beloved, beautiful country. However, the government does acknowledge that there are people who are aware of the process of the time loop and might not feel at home in this loop. This is why a specific scheme has been set up for these people, the RMB-1 or Remembrance, as they are known. In this scheme, they will be extracted from the loop. Although we will be sad to see people leave our growing economy, we support free choice and respect any remembrant who chooses to leave. We do want to emphasize, however, that this extraction is permanent and cannot be reversed. To all remembrants, we say, if you want to leave the loop, you will have to make yourself known to us. If you are a remembrant but wish to remain in the loop, you need to let us know as well. For safety reasons, the government needs to have all remembrance choices registered. Please send your choice to this station. Our recently installed technology will be able to validate your identity and location, and any extraction will take effect immediately.
Right.
I repeat, extraction will take effect immediately. Please remember this if you want to say goodbye to your friends and loved ones first. If you have done so and are ready, please state your choice through uploading a leave message to this channel. Do not forget to let us know as well if you want to stay. We value your choices deeply and strive to register every individual choice thoroughly. To conclude my message, I wish all of our citizens a beautiful and prosperous life. Thank you again for supporting this new and exciting step in history. Have a beautiful evening. Sleep well. Thank you. And good night.
This
RNB is... ones, please send us your choice.
This is the choice.
Everyone, let's hope that with the placement of this...
That was...
Let's restart this. So you can either choose yes or no. I'm going to try to show both.
Concludes our report on the World Championships.
The Late Night Show. Hosted by Fred Peterson.
Thank you for listening tonight. It's 23:57, and we're nearing the end of our program. We're closing off with one of the biggest events of the day. This afternoon, a statue was unveiled for the two government officials. They were killed after they were discovered to be the brains behind the accidental early implementation of the time loop. You're hearing a report by Tommy Begay.
We are here at the unveiling of the statue. Minister McMillan has just given a short speech, and I'm looking at the statue now. It's an abstract work designed by sculptor Jenny Cloud. Two stone benches accompany the large object on both sides. It truly is an impressive sight. Next to me is Mr. Fisher, the husband of one of the officials who died. Mr. Fisher, this must be a very emotional day for you.
It is. It certainly is. But it's a proud day as well.
A proud day? Why?
Getting this recognition. The knowledge that his work has not been in vain.
You feel it has not been?
I am certain that Philip's early death helped swing the vote to yes. His death
made the people realize what's important. It forced them to go out and vote.
Your husband would have voted yes as well, of course.
Philip was a true pro-time loop advocate. Whatever he did, he always had the best interest of the country at heart. I am proud the people eventually realized that.
Yeah, screw you.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Mr. Fisher.
Certainly.
It's been an emotional day for everyone. Let's hope that with the placement of this statue, Mr. Fisher and the rest of both men's families will be able to get on with their lives.
That was a report by Tommy Begay. And with this, we end our program for tonight. Loop well, and we will meet again.
So, loop well concludes our is the yes option. Let's show you both. Hearing
Minister meets and it...
It is. Getting this... His death...
Your husband...
Philip was... I... Certain...
It's been an emotion. Let's hope...
That was a...
Wait... Oh, crap. I missed it.
Concludes our... Wait, this...
Minutes... It...
It... Get it... His...
Your...
Philip... Certain...
It's been an emote... Let's hope that...
That was a...
crap! Sorry, I keep bypassing it. I keep thinking
concludes
it,
our
it's...
Report.
It's its own clip.
Wait, this...
Let me go back.
Minutes... It...
Get
his your
Philip. I certain
it's been an emotion. Let's hope that
that was a report. That was a report by Tommy Begay. And with this, we end our program for tonight. Loop well, and we will meet again.
armed Ulan.
All right, so that,
good
so,
evening. On behalf from a person,
this is the yes option. However,
this is in this scheme. Although we do to all, if you are for safety reasons, please are recently. In, I repeat, if you have done, do not forget to conclude my. Have a beautiful
RNB ones. Please send us your choice.
That was a report by Tommy Begay. And with this, we end our program for tonight. Loop well, and we will meet again.
Sorry, but we were unable to understand your choice. Try again using a clearer audio clip.
RNB ones, please send us your choice.
Okay, fine. That didn't work. Let's try... empty channel. Come on.
On the World Championships.
Welcome back to the final minutes of the show. Hope you enjoyed my shenanigans tonight. If you did, let us know. If not, I don't care. Just stop listening, I guess. I got some messages here. Here's somebody who asks when the next Dog Zone single will be out. I have no idea. But obviously, I'm just as excited and anxious as you are. Some of you have already asked me how Michelle is doing. For new listeners, I used to present the breakfast mix with Michelle, but unfortunately she had to quit due to health issues. Unfortunately, I haven't spoken to her in a while, I'm sorry to say. Last time I spoke to her, she was stable, though. Anyway, don't forget to let us know if you want to take part in our new segment, Love It or Lose It. It's going to be so much fun. Wait, what's this? I'm getting a message I have to broadcast here.
Hi, Bob. Hi, listener. I heard you were worried about me. Well, I'm doing fine. And you too, Bob. I listen to your awesome show every day. Or probably more often because of the time loop. Who knows? Anyway, thanks for thinking about me. See you soon, maybe. Shell out.
Wow. Thanks, Shell. It's amazing to hear your voice. Well, the woman who taught me everything about radio, listeners. What can I say? Thanks for listening, Shell. And yeah, I'm pretty sure you're hearing the show more than once a day. I'm very sure of it. Here's a golden oldie to close off the show. This one's for you, Shell.
Wait, what the hell? Where the hell is the yes or no choice?
Campus Radio. There are currently no students available to host this station. Until further notice, we will only broadcast university announcements and music. We appreciate your involvement, but please be advised we cannot take on or broadcast any of your calls or messages. Announcements. The meeting of the student council has been canceled. Today's special lunch menu: vegan broccoli burger with homemade fries.
Yuck.
Meat options available.
And now, Stay by Araignée du Soir.
And now, Stay by Araignée du Soir.
Okay. So there's the Stay channel.
Rambling on about whatever.
As they are known. In this scheme, they will... Although we will be... We... To all... If you are for safety reasons, please... Are recently... I repeat, if you have... Do not forget to conclude my... Have a...
RNB ones, please send us your choice.
And Now, Stay, by Aranye Dussoir.
Sorry, but we were unable to understand your choice. Try again, using a clearer audio clip.
RNB1s, please send us your choice.
Let me go. Let me go.
Oh.
Let me go.
Let me go.
Please send us your choice.
Try this.
Thank you for your choice, remembering.
Whoops.
Good evening. This is your minister, Amal McMillan, speaking to you live.
Thank you for your choice, remembrant. You have chosen to go. Extraction will take place in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, wait, why can't I navigate? What the heck?
Voice over off.
So,
voice over on, alt frequencies, direct touch area.
That's the good ending. Now the bad ending. So I can show that to you too. Alright, I guess I'm gonna have to close the app.
Find my direct touch area. Call Ira. Start call with a message for free. Find
no, I don't want to call Ira.
App switcher. Ira. Alt frequency. Close alt free. Closing alt free. Ira. Close Ira. Closing Ira. Cache. Settings. Page 1 of page. Alt frequencies.
I do not want to call Ira. I want to open alt frequencies. So that was
new game.
Stay.
Chapter.
Leave.
Double. New game. But new game. Chapter. Chapter select. Back. To. Chapter. Button. Chapter. Button. Chapter. Button.
Let's go back in here.
Chapter 5. Loop. Well. We'll meet again.
Okay.
Good evening.
Now.
Until further notice, we appreciate your announcement. The meeting of today's
And now, Stay, by Aranye Dussoir.
So I can find the phrase here. Maybe this isn't what I want. I think that's what I need.
Let me go. Let me go.
Okay, the dog guy wants to go.
Sir Amal McMillan, on from.
Let's try sending this in.
If we're safe, if do not.
RNB1s, please send us your choice. Thank you for your choice, Remembrant. You have chosen to stay. We appreciate your trust in the time loop.
Yeah, that's creepy. Very creepy. Plays that creepy music. I think it's supposed to read the credits or something. It seems to be broken.
Alt frequencies.
Yeah, so let me turn off the mix and I'll give you my final thoughts here. That, my friends, is alt frequency. Or alt frequencies. And it's a pretty cool concept. Obviously, I didn't show you all the audio. There's a lot more to hear in terms of just the channels and the available content. But it's a pretty good game. I think the ending is rather anticlimactic, and it was disappointing that the time loop went ahead despite all the efforts that you went through to try to make it end. But that is the game, and I think it's pretty darn cool. The quality of the audio is excellent. I was even impressed by, like, if you listen to the shows, when the hosts have people on the telephone, it actually sounds like it sounds genuine. So,
of course, you got the telephone call, it sounds like this, it sounds like garbage.
Yeah, it's just absolute garbage audio, but the production value is just excellent, so I do love that. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed, and as always, if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But until next time, you guys take care.